Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
On this 29th day of April, nearly 4 months after it began, the 67th session of the Montana Legislature is about to lower the gavel and head for home. If all goes according to plan, the legislature will adjourn later today, concluding what can only be described as the most successful legislative session in recent history. From our perspective, it was one for the record books. We passed 6 pieces of pro-life legislation, strengthened religious freedom, protected religious speech on college campuses, stopped biological male athletes from competing on women's sports teams, defunded Planned Parenthood, and raised a dollar-for-dollar tax credit that allows kids to attend the school of their choice, including private religious schools, from $150 to a whopping $200,000, all in the span of 16 short weeks. And those were just our bills. Overall, the legislature cut taxes, left us with a healthy ending fund balance, strengthened Second Amendment protections, reduced burdensome regulations, and began the process of reining in an out-of-control dictatorial judicial branch. Not bad for 4 months' work, and we were pleased to have a front-row seat. When the legislature convened on January 4th, no one really knew what to expect. Republicans were coming off of a historic win in the November elections. They had big majorities in the House and Senate, a brand new governor who would sign rather than veto their bills, and it seemed as though the sky was the limit. There were endless possibilities. Thinking big was the order of the day. Legislators began calling us for help as they sought to resurrect bills that had been vetoed in previous sessions. We went to work, and in the end, we supported or opposed 34 bills, a record for our small shop. I personally testified in 73 legislative hearings. Add to that the specter of COVID. It seems so long ago, but back in January, we weren't sure the legislature would actually meet in person, and we weren't sure that we as lobbyists would be allowed into the Capitol. A committee was formed and a directive was issued. Do what you need to do to keep yourself safe. On day one, Republicans showed up. Democrats, for the most part, stayed home. Conservative lobbyists came to the Capitol and testified in person. Liberal lobbyists, for the most part, testified by video conference. Masks became a quasi-political statement. Democrats wore them religiously. Republicans, for the most part, did not. I chose not to because I had COVID back in November. Despite the majority not wearing masks, the predicted surge in COVID cases in the Capitol never materialized. Democrats gave up and returned to the Capitol in March. For the most part, the process went smoothly, a testament to the resilience of our form of government. Despite the fact that the hallways were nearly empty, citizens still found a way to make their voices heard. New video technology was employed, and in retrospect, it worked surprisingly well. From a lobbyist perspective, we're glad it's over. It was a long 4 months, but we were privileged to be part of such a historic session. The next session, 2 years from now, shouldn't be nearly as busy. The 16-year backlog of vetoed bills has been cleared, and it's a new day at the Montana Capitol. The legislature has done its work. Now it's time to go home. As the last taillight of the last legislator's car disappears over the hill leading out of Helena, you can finally sleep well, Montana. You're safe for another 2 years. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.